Climbing up a sheer rock wall using just your fingers, feet, and a pouch of chalk may not be your idea of a good time, or mine, but that's what Kevin Jorgensen lives to do. As one of the few professional rock climbers in the world, the 2003 El Molino High School grad, now 30 years old, has been focused on that avocation for the past 18 years. But truth be told, the inclination to climb was virtually congenital.
I climbed absolutely everything as a little kid. I mean, there's stories of me climbing two-story ladders when my parents weren't looking as an infant and then having to be rescued off the top. Always getting into trouble climbing things as a little kid. So it was only natural that around 12, 13 years old, I went to the grand opening of Vertex Climbing Center, and it was all over after that.
As Kevin became more skilled, he started concentrating on a particular kind of climbing called highball bouldering.
There's no ropes or equipment involved. It's just shoes and chalk. You carry a crash pad around to put on the ground to protect your falls, and it's kind of short, dynamic, powerful discipline of the sport, very simple. Highball bouldering kind of blurs the line between safe bouldering, distances that you can fall safely under your crash pad, and distances where you're going to die if you fall. So in that gray area, I've kind of found a niche, climbing these big, beautiful, aesthetic boulders. It's not, oh, I want to put myself in danger. It's, that's a beautiful piece of the landscape, and I want to go be a part of that.
The rock-strewn foothills of the Eastern Sierra were Jorgensen's early training ground. He since traveled to Europe and Africa for both competitive and recreational climbing. But his greatest challenge will be back here in California, when he and a partner will try to be the first to make a free solo climb up a new route, or line, on the sheer face of Yosemite's El Capitan.
All of the established climbs have followed very distinct systems of cracks, and this section of wall that we're climbing on is just blank. You look at it and there's no clear place to go anywhere. And my partner, Tommy Caldwell, is the one who has had the vision to see the possibility there. He's been working on this for 3 years already. I joined him last year. It'll probably be a 10-day push from the ground to the top, with several rest days actually spent hanging out on the wall.
Yes, hanging out. Literally.
We are both iPhone dorks up there, actually. So we'll hang out, we'll talk, we'll read, we'll cruise the internet, answer our email. You can listen to music. We have a solar charger for our phones. It's really beautiful up there, too. I mean, you can find yourself just looking around for an hour, and it'll feel like minutes.
In that daunting climb, and quite a few of his other exploits, Jorgensen acknowledges that there is often an obvious and considerable amount of risk involved. But he's come to terms with that.
Failure is a natural part of climbing. It's a problem-solving exercise. You're never going to get something that challenges you on your first try. You have to keep going back and pushing yourself, and failure is inherent in that, whether you're climbing on a rope on El Cap or bouldering out on the east side of the Sierra. You protect yourself as best you can. You take that calculated risk in each situation, and you have fun.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.